This is an audio extra from KUAF and Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Daisy Airgun Museum in downtown Rogers is full of stories about the company, its products, and its history of advertising. And here are a few more stories we couldn't fit into Friday's program. Let's begin with the one I tease at the end of the piece. The one thing writer Gene Shepard had wrong in the classic movie A Christmas Story when it came to the Red Ryder gun.
You know, Ralphie says he wants a 700-shot Range Rider Red Ryder rifle with the compass in stock and the thing that tells time. And the story on which that was based was a group of stories. It was really In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. And there was another group of stories he drew some things from, and also some of his radio shows. Gene Shepard drew some personal kind of growing up in the Midwest stories from. But the one thing that he got wrong is that it was never the Red Ryder that had the compass and sundial. In the Daisy Museum, you can clearly see that it was the Buck Jones Special, the Model 107, came out in the 30s, which would have made it set in the 40s like that movie was, that had the compass and sundial. It wasn't even a lever-action gun. It was a pump gun. The Red Ryder would have been made starting in 1940, and the Red Ryder always looked pretty much like it looks today. The stamp with the name Red Ryder has changed from the left side to the right side. It's been plastic, it's been wood, but basically it's a lever-action gun that never had a compass and sundial. So when Gene Shepard came here in 1982, prior to the movie coming out in 83, he said, I need three guns for my movie. And they read the script, and our marketing person back then said, well, you know, we got something wrong here. He can want a Red Ryder, but not with a compass and sundial. And Gene Shepard said, no, I had a Red Ryder and I had a compass and sundial. And Daisy argued that maybe you had both guns and you're mixing them up in your mind, or you broke the stock off your Red Ryder and you took the one off this gun, which would probably fit with a little filing, and maybe you put them together. And Gene Shepard's reaction was, you know, this is the script. This is the way the movie will be made. And really, if your company knows what's good for them, this is the way you'll make the gun. So in 83 and 84, Daisy made a Red Ryder with a compass and sundial for no other reason than Ralphie said he wanted it that way. And for those collectors out there that you find one in a swap shop or something, if you find one with a compass and sundial, that's when it was made.
The Daisy Museum includes a wide display of BB guns, air rifles, and other products made by Daisy in the past 125 years. Several of the early rifles appear to be a mere skeleton of a gun. The stock is a wire outline. Joe Murfin, our guide for the visit to the museum, says that's the way the first guns looked.
Now, what's interesting is, you know, here we are in the 21st century. If I were to see that, I would think to myself, well, it's not finished. Right? Because it looks different than what we are used to now.
It is, and it's called a wire stock gun in that the stock of the gun is simply the outline of the stock built out of a piece of steel wire frame that's inserted into the two receiver's halves. At that time, it wasn't even brazed in there. It was simply held in there by friction. They later found out there was some stress at this point and added a brace, and that became what they called the second version of the first model. The gun cocked by pulling up on the rear sight, which was a lever that pulled back a big spring, which had a piston in it that drove the air down the barrel and drove what was in a lead shot out the muzzle of the gun. The barrel itself was slightly tapered. There was no steel BB. There was no magnet to hold a steel BB. The BB was made out of lead, and it simply stuck in the gun when you dropped it into the muzzle, and it stuck down in the tapered rear part of the barrel.
Until propelled out,
yes.
The Daisy Airgun Museum also includes examples of air rifles made before Daisy. And Joe Murfin says there are stories of the explorers Lewis and Clark taking an air rifle with them across North America.
Recently, there's been a lot of research, and there's I think there's some NRA videos out on YouTube about the subject of Lewis and Clark's gun. Lewis and Clark carried an air gun with them. And the story that's come out that's very interesting is it wasn't so much the gun that was a defense mechanism against maybe Native Americans who didn't want them coming through their territory, but it was more or less just the wonder of it and the awe of it, what it is, the fact that it doesn't make a flash, that it doesn't make a bang, but it looks like and it behaves like a gun. And Lewis and Clark would essentially get the gun out of storage and show it to people. And when they showed it to them, they would insinuate that perhaps every man in their expedition had one of these. I believe the truth was they had one. But the implication was, we've got a lot of these, and they're somewhat magical because they're not a firearm, but they are a gun. And there's been a lot of research on anyone that wants to get online and research that can find those stories.
The Daisy Airgun Museum is located on West Walnut in downtown Rogers and open from 9 until 5, Monday through Saturday. This has been an audio extra from Ozarks at Large and KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.